says that he was waiting for Baker and Irving to come down to see him, but it's his ball.
Is he not?
Yeah, I said no. I said Baker wants to talk to you.
Well, so sure. And I talked to Glenn Deeps then and raised some questions.
I think you should.
I think it's funny, maybe better to get.
I guess I can call it in, but goddammit, I don't
know. You have to write her down.
I guess. All right. The point is that Kleindienst, I mean, Baker is now, because according to Colson, I'm not sure if this either, but Kevin, that Baker's administrative assistant says it inferred that Baker didn't want to talk to Kleindienst. So, goddammit, that's what Baker said. He wanted to talk to him. And he didn't want to talk to anybody in the White House. But anyway. On both Gray and Dean and Baker, it seems to me, Bob, that Kleindienst has got to pick up a labor and war here if you're not going to talk to anybody else. Why not? Why not? And ask you who else? Because Kleindienst has always been thinking the White House should get into these things. Fine, all right, take the thing, get going. I was thinking I might call it now. In that respect, it occurred to me that today you finish your meeting, that you could have a bite of lunch, and I think I can meet with you at about 1:30, with the group, or maybe with Mitchell, and you know, however, come where you want. I would want to be larger than that. I would want to bring more and all that. But while Mitchell is here, as you see, I was so near meeting with people who planned to meet during the morning, which is a big one. And why don't you have a bite of lunch? But you see, I've got to be working on a true lunch thing under the table and work on the floor. But I can be free by 1:30. Okay. How's that sound to you then?
Okay. I think
then I should have a meeting.
Plus, John has to go back there. I think that is.
Well, let me put it this way. In conclusion, before he goes back, I ought to see John. I'm not sure that we... No, I think I put a mini right on him.
Okay. You're putting the mini on him. You can make the amount of his investigation as close to the funds.
Wow. He's supposed to have influence.
It would hurt for you. It would hurt for you to express an initial some concern that Kleindienst doesn't seem to be stepping up and running things here. That you could very well get it back today. And see, coming from Mitchell, from you, has more. The problem you got when it comes from any of us, is that
the White House.
Dave redid the White House well, and that, you know, we're trying to cover our own tracks, get men trapped into it, and all this kind of crap. But,
well, I'll get a Kleindienst over if that's the thing to do. I understand. Don't worry about my problem. I'll show anything I can, but I haven't before.
Hasn't had a track record of doing
a following through
on this kind of stuff. We had a damn good track record about following through. But wait a minute, be sure you're understood.
I pass on if you would have passed this Baker thing on. I think that you probably have to get Colson a step removed from.
That's actually because
why they understand. Let me see. This was apparently, Colson said that it was there. He didn't ask to see Bob. The guy asked to see him. Which seems to be very, very curious that they are the administrators that could see Colson. I don't know what the hell that's all about. It may be because of Webster's influence, something like that. But I don't know. But the point is that it's ridiculous that the Baker wants to have a contact. He doesn't do anything. But he said he didn't want to see anybody in the White House. I said, fine. Maybe Baker sees us.
Maybe what you're saying, Colson keeps him clean on that. He's ridiculous. Of course, I'm not seeing Colson. He's seeing someone go on that. But I mean, if he wants to set up party interest,
as a matter of fact, Dean
any break-in. In other words, there was no White House involvement in the water. He's satisfied.
But even Colson,
he's satisfied with that.
He thinks that telephone call. That's the one where he is.
Yeah.
Colson has Liddy, Hunt in his office, and calls the river and says, get off your ass and do something.
Well, but he argues that wasn't necessarily, and maybe in reality, wasn't.
I guess it's of that operation.
It was an intelligence effort.
I recall myself on that all the first time with the IEP, and I can imagine Chuck and how he was. Now he could go on for an hour on what he was trying to do about that, but I wasn't like that he was trying to get a counter-offensive. I don't know what he was trying to do.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to do. And himself, they want to send a train.
Man, must be good.
But,
anyway.
Because the main point is the only place that the White House is culpable,
yes,
in this thing, on any criminal basis,
or that's all I mentioned,
any real basis, is in the potential charge of obstruction of justice after the fact. But we have no problem with the crime itself.
And on that one, he says, well, you just said you turned over the money.
And I don't see why we're even... So the money is used for some support stuff or defense.
Yeah.
Why is that obstruction of justice anyway?
Well, particularly when it's not the Fifth Chapter. I would say I guess maybe.
You may not have to get into that at all. See, he's just worried that you might get into it. If you follow his containment line, the odds he feels, and I feel stronger than he does, are pretty good you won't get into it. He's just worried that there's a little lurking somebody, well, because he just knows that the money was delivered here. That's really where it was.
That's what he knows.
Or if you put Gordon Strachan,
yeah,
up before a grand jury,
yeah,
if they ask the right question, Gordon will never volunteer. He's a lawyer, and he's smart,
he must not have heard him.
But if you get Gordon to a point where they say, was there any money? They may get into where
this story was used as an outer on the fact that they funded it.
Well, yeah, but never a fund over here. Only that Stans had this fund in his safe, which he did. Which, of course, he would have. He had a cash fund in his safe that was used for various payments. And that's where,
as far as this is concerned, this is I'd say constructively, if Stans' possession can go on to you, care to sign anything for it?
I don't know. I did. I never saw it. I never had a thing to do with it. I mean, there's nothing in writing. Well, Strachan may have had to sign a receipt when he took it to the end. But,
this came from...
Well, what it was that money that we had left over from 70. Remember, we collected all that cash in 70. And we told them not to spend all of it. And we ended up, we had it. And it was probably 68 surplus that we used in 70 and carried over and got mixed, of course.
But why don't we just say
this money is not about this
money
being safe?
This is to be used. This is to be used for various candidates and was never used.
It's to be used for candidate support and research.
Candidate support and research was never used. Turned over to the committee at the end of the campaign. What they did with it is their problem.
And they collected it years prior to 1971.
That's right. Prior to 71.
Which is true also. At least that was my understanding. Now the problem is that I think those funds got mixed together. We never got all the money because they told us we couldn't.
Sure, but they didn't deal with
it.
Anyway,
it wasn't that they thought they needed it. It was their point that under the laws, there was no way we could use it,
which we never did.
There really wasn't.
There wasn't even a way we could use what we had,
which means that you didn't do a thing with the money, which is good. See, I had the money. I was going to use it to pay for polls.
As you were doing all that
polls.
You did the polling to...
But they said... They had the money to pay for it, and they needed places to show where they spent money, so they paid for the bills.
I would say that looking at the reads, Ehrlichman, for example, gets to him.
Not on water.
No, but he gets to him on the Hunt. With Hunt's...
John doesn't think it does. It gets to Crowe.
Well, that one.
And it clearly does. And it gets to David Young. And David Young is a
them, the people are in jail, it's every right for people to raise money for them. I got to do that. That's all this. I say we ought to. There's got to be funds. I don't mean to be blackmailed by Hunt. That goes too far. That's for taking care of these people who are in jail. My God, they did this for me. They're sorry for it. They do it out of compassion. I didn't get a few of funds. But the people that contribute to it, you have to report on that then. There's no report required of any kind of money. Thank you.
us as the campaign committee and eliminating that from the White House.
First of all, is that believable? It has to be true, but can it be convincing?
Well, that,
what A, what and B, if they get assigned as Magruder, probably doesn't hurt too much if they get the Mitchell.
He's not as close to you.
Yeah.
He's not as close to you as Erwin.
I guess with Dean and all of them now, which
they'll
live with him.
Mitchell will find a way on. Not a lot of get to him, I think.
But Dean's thought, I think, what tempts him on what the wagons are in the White House is that it forces Mitchell to take the responsibility rather than allowing Mitchell to hide under the blanket of the White House, which he's been doing. And I think Dean feels, and that's, and in a way, that's Colson too. He feels that Mitchell and Colson can take care of themselves. The problem is, Magruder can't take care of himself except to just straight line his present position.
Yep.
And see whether he make a stick. Now, they may be able to hang on that. But still, it would get to your question. They may be able to indict him if they get other people to talk. But can they convict him? Beyond a reasonable doubt, maybe not. If he stays with his arm, they may not be able to convict him. And Magruder indicted and winning acquittal. Maybe a pretty good recourse to go. And there, what do you do if they call us? We can't not go there again. And if I were the prosecutor, well, that is the Justice Department of Prosecution, and so maybe we can control the prosecution and not call them. But there again, at least if you call us, we're under rules of evidence and your names. You've got lawyers to object. You can go to relevance in there, and they can only go to relevance.
There's no problem there,
so they can't go fishing. And there is no problem. Unless they get too strong and maybe start running that string.
Another thought that has been raised is the idea of being everything so called a special counsel.
I don't know, not being a lawyer, how you go after this kind of stuff, but he feels very strongly, and John Berlin seems to concur, that we do need the advice of somebody who knows more about the criminal stuff than we do. And they
both go to Peterson.
Well, they both go to Peterson. The guy, they wonder if, and what we got to last night after we were in here, was the question of whether, I guess it was Dean, could call Peterson and just say, we need advice. Can I talk to you on a totally confidential basis outside of school? And it will be that
you wouldn't do that through private.
No.
I'm just asking.
I don't know. The way they were talking as I talked to it would be just straight bilateral. Dean to Peterson,
right?
Where Dean would just say, I'm over my head on this, and I Maybe they don't have the tapping or the question of the airplane and all that sort of thing.
Now, the stuff on the airplane, we've got the Deloitte stuff on that, and all it is that they did monitor the, not the content, they only monitored that they did the check on the, where, to what numbers were calls placed.
So pretty good.
And then they checked it out, didn't get it.
Our plane or our plane?
And only ones on the ground. But I'm using 9-1 to just check what numbers did he place calls.
Still bad.
Still not bad.
You can
distort that. That's the thing. On the
call, it's let do what they do to us for Christ's sake.
That's right. Come out with a story that all of them control the secret fund, and then let us go back and say what the secret fund is.
You know, there's one follow-up, and there's the, you should not mention it. One follow-up question is very good. Rogers is a list that, sure, we've got a problem here. stuff, a lot of hiring is done, so forth. They still do a little bit of that. I just don't know. I'm saying, we've got to think of the institution, the president, we've got to think of the ability, might be the governor, and all of the sun, confidence, and, you know, confidence in the office for years. We cannot allow this kind of thing to leave a, shall we say, a sort of an aura, which would really seem like to stay. Let me say, I don't think it's as bad as John is concerned, but it's the other side of that cancer analogy is that you go in and cut out all of what you think is cancerous and discover that it wasn't malignant. And that you cut off two legs and a breast and when you didn't need to, you cut off the wrong leg or the wrong leg again.
See, what the point is that if the cancer thing was a sure thing, then we might have to consider. On the other hand, since it is a risky thing, at best, in other words, it is not sure. My view is that your next best thing is to take a position of continuing with this forthcoming if possible, put out a sort of a statement that they sort of buy it out, go drag through.
Johnson.